Credit to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
In the store for 5 minutes to pick up a package. I know the sign says no parking, but why would they have no parking in front of a store if people have to go in the store? If the city wants no parking signs around, why don't they put them where people don't park?
When I was little, I wanted to be a policeman. But I don't want to be one anymore.
How come, Beaver?
Well, I don't think I'd like ladies yelling at me all the time.
You know, it's fun listening to people. Do you ever do any listening at home?
What do you mean, listening?
Like, when your mom and dad are talking.
No, I never listen. You're not supposed to listen.
You hear a lot of good stuff listening.
Doesn't sound like much fun.
I heard some real neat stuff last week about my Uncle Alfred. Two men came at night and took his car away because he was behind in something.
Gee, I never hear any stuff like that around my house.
That's because you don't ever listen.
Well, I think I'll try that when I get home. There's never anything to do anyway. What was your uncle behind in, Larry?
I don't know. I'm going to listen some more and see if I can find out.
Dear, for supper, do you want tomatoes or corn with your lamb chops?
Well.
Dear, tomatoes or corn?
June, I'm making out the month's checks, dear.
Oh, I'll give you corn.
Yeah. Oh, say, June, as long as you're here, would you sign this check, please?
Well, you're signing all the others. Why should I sign this one?
Well, this is your dues for the Mother's Club at Wally School. Well, if I sign it, the dear ladies might be confused seeing a man's signature. Boys home yet?
Wally's upstairs. Beaver's not home. He is now.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Beaver. Who in the world's Thomas J. Hogan?
That's the bug man.
The bug man?
Yeah, the exterminator who sprays for ants every month.
Thomas J. Hogan? Well, every time he comes here, I always call him Charlie.
Well, that is Charlie. Hogan's the owner. He doesn't actually spray. He just sits in his office and lives off our bugs.
Lots of checks.
Yeah, there's too many. A couple more months like this and we'll all wind up in the poorhouse.
Dear, did you notice the telephone bill?
Beaver, what are you doing standing there?
Nothing, Dad. Just standing.
Well, you better go on up to your room. You must have a lot of things to do.
Gee, there's nothing to do around here. I've done everything.
Well, you go on up to your room anyway.
Sure, Dad.
Tell your brother to put on a decent shirt for supper.
Okay, Mom. For supper.
Well, who do you think you are?
I'm me. It's Mom who said it. Hey, Wally, you know we might be going to move?
Well, yeah? Where'd you get that from?
From listening to Dad. He said in a couple of months we're going to move to the poorhouse.
Oh, Pete, that's just an expression.
What's an expression?
Well, it's something a person says, but they don't really mean it.
Oh, it's a lie.
Well, it's not a lie. Like, well, when a person tells you to go jump in the lake, well, they don't want you to drown or anything. They just want you to beat it.
But, gee, Wally, there is such a thing as a poorhouse, isn't there?
Well, sure. They made us read about it in English class. There was this kid, Oliver Twist, who lived in a poorhouse. Then he ran away and lived in a cellar and wore old clothes with holes in them and stuff. Never had to go to school or anything.
Gee, if you're poor, there's a lot of good stuff to do.
Yeah, and good thing about it, there's nobody around yelling at you for doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad, did you get the washer fixed yet?
Yeah, just about.
Will that keep it from dripping?
Mm-hmm. You know, June, if you wouldn't turn it off so tight, you wouldn't wear the washers out.
But if I don't turn it off tight, it drips.
But if you wear the washers out, June, it drips anyway.
Gee, Dad, I guess the only guys that win are the guys that make washers, huh?
Come on, Wally.
Where are you going?
Well, I thought I'd get the groceries, and then I'd take the car by the five-minute wash rack. Wally's coming along.
Oh.
Hey, Mom, can I sit in the car while it goes through the wash rack?
Why would you want to do that?
Well, gee, it's real neat. All the soap and water all around you. None of it can get in at you. Can I? I can't, huh?
Well,
see you, Dad.
Isn't that a silly thing for a boy to want to do?
Oh, no. I wouldn't mind trying it myself if I were a little younger.
Next week, I'll take you along.
Hi, babe.
Hi, Dad.
Why didn't you go shopping, too?
Well, I would have had to change my shirt. Besides, I've been shopping lots of times.
Oh. Well, yeah, that'll hold your mother for a while. Well, what are you going to do?
There's nothing to do around here. Dad, where's the closest poorhouse?
What?
Yeah. I want to meet some poor people. I never met any.
Well, they don't have poorhouses anymore, Beaver.
Then where do the poor people live?
Well, wherever they can afford to.
Do they wear rags and have holes in their clothes?
Yes, Beaver. Unfortunately, there are some people like that.
Then how come we don't know any?
Well, I don't think any of them would live around here. Anyway, being poor is relative, Beaver. There are some people who are poor in some things and very rich in others. And then there...
Well, there's Henry the trashman. Come here, Beaver. Get out there with this trash basket before he gets away.
Sure, Dad. Mr. Fletcher.
Oh, hi there, Beaver.
Hi. I got some extra trash for you.
Okay.
Mr. Fletcher, you got a hole in your sweater.
I'll have to get Mom to put a patch on that, won't I?
Mr. Fletcher, are you poor?
Well, so I'm a long ways from being the richest man in town.
Oh. Then do you live in a poorhouse?
No. I live in a house on the other side of town. It's no mansion, but it's no poorhouse either. It's right alongside of my junkyard.
Do you got kids and everything?
Sure. Four of them. Two boys and two girls.
And a wife?
Yep.
That's being poor. It's real neat.
Well, it's not bad, Beaver. Say, I got a boy about your age. Why don't you come over and visit us sometime?
Today? Could I come today?
Well, I guess you could come along with me in the truck. If it's all right with your mom.
She's not here, but I can ask my dad. You wait right here. Dad, can I go with Mr. Fletcher on his truck? He said it's okay. Can I, Dad? Can I?
Well, wait a minute, Beaver. Go where with Henry?
Over to his house. He's got kids in his junkyard and everything.
Oh, I don't know, Beaver. Maybe some other time.
Gee, Dad, he's not asking me some other time. He's asking me now. Gee, Dad, I never rode on a truck before. And I'll have fun. Gee, please, Dad, I'll be good and there's nothing to do around here.
Well, I guess it'll be all right, Beaver. But you be careful and be home early so your mother doesn't worry.
Okay, gee, thanks, Dad.
Is it okay, Beaver?
Yeah, my dad said it was okay.
Okay, Beaver, hop in.
Mr. Fletcher, could I ride in back where the trash is?
Well, I think you better ride up in front with me.
Well, okay, that's almost as good as riding with the trash.
4:10.
Oh.
I wish you hadn't let the beaver go off with Mr. Fletcher.
Oh, he's all right, dear.
But we don't even know where the Fletchers live.
Well, sure we do. They're over the other side of Euclid Avenue by the dump.
Ward, the beaver isn't playing in a dump.
Probably. Probably having the time of his life, too. I remember when I was a kid, Pee Wee Larson and I used to take our .22s over to the dump and shoot rats.
Rats?
Yeah, they build their nests in the trash. Gosh, I remember one. He must have been as big as a terrier.
Ward. Ward, you let the beaver go off and play with rats?
Now, June, I'm sure he's doing nothing of the sort. But anyway, the Fletchers don't live in the dump. They just live near the dump.
Well, if I was here, I wouldn't have let him go off and leave his nice clean house and go off in some garbage truck.
June, it isn't a garbage truck.
Hey, Mom, Dad, look out the window. Beaver just drove up in a Rolls Royce.
A Rolls Royce?
Yeah, it's real neat. They got a derrick where the back seat was.
They sure have. Well, that must be 20 years old.
Hi, Mr. Fletcher. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Hi, Wally.
Hi.
Boy, did I have a good time. Mr. Fletcher's got two real neat kids. Chris is my age and Pete's older. They got a couple of sisters, but they beat after we threw water at them.
Beaver, look at your clothes. Nothing bit you, did it?
Gee, no, Mom. You should have been there. They got a whole big dump right in their own backyard. We found some old bed springs, and we were jumping up and down on them. And look, Wally, I found a real neat hairbrush.
Hey, that's all right, Beave.
Beaver, you throw that right away.
But gee, Mom, it's still real good. It's got all its bristles.
You better let me have that, Beaver.
Beaver, I'll bet you had no lunch at all.
Oh, sure I did. Their mother made a whole pile of Swiss cheese sandwiches, and she let us eat them out in the junkyard. She's real neat. She lets kids do what they want to do.
Oh, that's fine.
You know what else, Mom? They said I could come over tomorrow, and they even said I could bring Wally here.
Beaver, I don't want you to go over there tomorrow.
Gee, why not, Mom?
Well, I just don't want you to.
Gee, that's not a good reason at all.
Beaver, why don't you have the Fletcher boys come over here tomorrow?
Heck, there's nothing to do around here, is there, Wally?
No, there's really not nothing.
Anything?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to wear out your welcome. Now, you were over there today, so tomorrow you have them come over here.
Well, okay, Dad.
That's fine. Now, you fellas better go on upstairs and get washed up.
Yes, Dad.
Okay, Dad. You should have seen it, Wally. Right there in the front yard, they had an old boiler sawed in half. And flowers growing out of it.
Warren, about those Fletcher boys coming over here tomorrow?
Well, I'm sure there's nothing wrong with Henry's kids.
Oh, I'm sure there isn't. I just hope they don't bring a rat with them.
Well, I guess I better throw this away.
I'll get rid of it. Garbage trucks, junkyard. Beaver, you better take a bath.
Oh, dear, I thought when the boys get here, I'd take them all over to the amusement park and get them a hot dog or something over there.
Oh, no, I'm fixing lunch.
Swift cheese?
Tuna fish.
Oh.
Please close that, dear. Dear?
Mm-hmm.
I hope those Fletcher boys aren't, rough.
Oh, I don't think so. Henry's a pretty solid guy.
Well, this is Sunday. You don't suppose you'll bring them over here in that Rolls Royce tow truck, do you?
Why not? Might add a little class to the neighborhood.
Hey, how come you invited both the Fletcher guys?
Well, I figured I could play with Chris and you could play with Pete. He's almost caught up to your age.
Well, gee, Beef, I don't even know these guys. Anyway, I promised Chester and Tui I'd go to the movies with them.
Yeah, but gee, they're both coming. Couldn't you just kind of hang around?
I told you, I promised Chester and Tui. Anyway, there's nothing to do around here.
Yeah, there used to be a lot of stuff to do when we first moved in.
Well, I guess it just seemed that way because we just moved in.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, here comes a car.
Nah, that can't be them. That's just a regular car.
Hey, it is them. I thought they'd at least come in the wreck of the truck.
You know how it is, Beef. When you got three cards, you want to show them all off.
Well, I better get down there before Mom and Dad start asking a lot of questions and making them feel funny. You coming, Wally?
Well, I guess it won't hurt just to come downstairs.
Oh, let's see. This must be Pete, huh?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and this is Chris.
Yes, sir.
Oh, fine.
Did you have any trouble finding our house?
Oh, no. It's right on Dad's trash route.
Oh, yes, that's right, isn't it?
Hi, Pete. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Beave. I suppose you've met my mother and father. And this big guy here, he's my brother, Wally.
Hi.
Hi.
He's older than I am.
Well, what are you fellas doing today?
I'm going to go to the movies with Chester and Tui.
Well, I figured we could go over to Metzger's Field and mess around.
Well, lunch will be ready soon, so you better stay around here for a while.
Well, okay, but heck, Mom, there's nothing to do around here. Come on, guys, let's go out in the backyard. Come on, Wally.
Okay. Nice to have met you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what'd you think of Chris and Pete?
Well, they're very nice. But why all of a sudden is there nothing to do around here?
Well, when a boy starts growing up, he begins to get dissatisfied. And what's handier to get dissatisfied with than your own home?
Oh, don't be silly. Next you'll be saying that they're dissatisfied with us.
If I were you, I'd be prepared.
Say, this is a nice front yard you got.
Yeah, Pete, look at the tree.
Yeah. Well, what's so neat about it? Just a tree.
All it's got is leaves and stuff. I know, but it's right here in your own yard. Anytime you feel like climbing it, you can just come out and climb it.
We used to have a swing on it, but we got tired of it after the rope broke.
We had our own tree. I built a treehouse up there. Then we could climb up there and pull up the ladder. No wise guys could get at you.
What are you doing, Pete?
Just lying here. It feels neat.
Yeah? Let me try it. Hey, it does feel neat.
Hey, you guys ever lie around here just thinking about stuff?
Thinking about what?
Oh, I don't know. Like what's up in the sky. Clouds and God and stuff.
Me and Wally don't do much thinking.
Well, sometimes I think about stuff like that, but... Well, it's mostly at night.
What are the boys saying?
Lying around in the grass.
So they are.
Dear, when you were their age, were you dissatisfied with your home and your parents?
Oh, I guess every kid is on occasion. Every once in a while, I used to get real sore at my father.
What'd you do about it?
Oh, I pretended I didn't belong to him. I made believe that my real father was the Prince of Wales, and that any day he'd come driving up Shannon Avenue and take me back to the castle where I belonged. Of course, the coach never got there, but just thinking about it helped me over some rough spots.
Dear, I hope our boys aren't thinking about royal coaches.
I think they're more likely to be thinking about Rolls-Royce tow trucks.
Our garage is back here in the garage.
Those kids, huh?
Hey, now they're going in the garage.
This is our garage. We only got one car.
Hey, look at the neat power tools. You guys get to use this vise?
Yeah. Once we tried to squeeze an apple in there and make apple cider. But all we got was a mess.
We got a box of our own tools.
Wow.
Boy, look at them. I'll bet you can make a lot of stuff with them. Hey, Wally, show them the shoe shine box you almost made.
Heck, I never finished it. I couldn't get it to go together right.
It's supposed to make mortise joints.
Well, how do you know?
My pop showed me. He's always shown me stuff like that.
Mortise joints, huh?
Wally. Telephone.
Okay, Dad. Well, I gotta get going. I'll see you guys. Mortise joints, huh?
Hey, your brother's a good guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I guess so. Except when he socks me.
Yeah.
Hey, Pete, go ahead. Mortise it.
It's a toy, Wally. Something about the movies.
Well, could you kind of tell him I can't make it?
Can't make it? Why not?
Well, I kind of thought I'd mess around here with Beaver and the other guys. Well, you know, as long as Pete's here.
Oh, well, all right. You can get on back to your friends.
Lunch will be ready in a few minutes.
Toy, Wally's changed his mind about the movies. He has company. Yeah. Yeah, he'll see you later. I wonder what they're doing out there.
Oh, maybe Pete and Chris are extolling the virtues of jumping out bed springs. Having a mother who lets kids do what they like.
Don't worry, dear. You still have me.
I started to make the mortise joint, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Who was it, Wally?
I was just talking to Dad. Did you guys want to eat your sandwiches out here?
Can't we eat inside with your folks?
Well, yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, your dad's all right. My pop says he's an all right guy. He's one of the only guys on the roof that always separates the paper from the cans.
And your mom's real pretty. She looks almost like a movie star. Don't you think so? Heck, to me she just looks like a mom.
Well, if you guys want to, let's go in and eat.
Okay, then we'll come back and finish the shoebox.
We have a tuna sandwiches. It's a fish, but I never saw one altogether.
I'm going to sand it off tomorrow after school and varnish it.
Hey, Wally, I thought you were going to the movies today because there wasn't anything to do around here.
Yeah, well, there wasn't until those guys came over.
Yeah.
Oh, we just came up to say goodnight.
Good night, Mom.
Good night,
Dad.
Good night, Mom.
Good night. Beaver, I asked you not to put your shoes on the bed.
Say, those are pretty fancy corners.
Yeah, Pete showed me how to make them.
Oh. You know, I was going to suggest that when you started it, but I don't know if you want me butting in.
Well, gee, sure. Say, Dad, maybe we could build some stuff together, huh? Well, you know, like we did when we first got the tool chest?
Well, sure, Wally. Anytime you say.
Hey, Mom.
Yes, Beaver?
You really are pretty. For a mother. Hmm? Yeah. There's a lot of movie stars that don't look half as good as you do.
Well, thank you, Beaver. Good night.
Good night, Mom.
Well, Wally wants to build things with me.
And all of a sudden, I look like a movie star. What's happened?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think our boys are looking at us through the eyes of the trash man's kids.
Is that good?
Must be. I've got the nicest feeling I've had in a long time.
So do I, Ward.
Hey, Wally, if you want to get washed, I'll left some soapy water in the basin.
No, thanks, Beef. I already got washed with my own water.
Hey, Wally, what you reading?
Well, guy gave it to me at school. It's the Explorer's Handbook. It's a thing the Boy Scouts have for high school guys.
Do they go out in the woods and cook without fire and stuff like that?
Well, they go on hikes, but you ought to see the other neat stuff they do. The Explorers have skin diving, they teach you how to sail and fix cars, they show you how to get jobs and put on plays. They even have dances.
Dances? With girls?
Well, sure, Bee. That's all there is to dance with.
I'd rather take a million hikes than dance with a girl.
Boy, whatever a guy likes, they've got it. And take a look at this emblem. Boy, they're really up to date.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a rocket ship taking off.
I'm going to find out more about these explorers. Some of the guys are joining it.
Well, I guess I'm too young to join. But when I'm older, I don't think I'll be too young.
We better get to school.
Yeah.
Hey, Beef, aren't you going to let the soapy water out of the basin?
No, I figured I could save it to wash up with when I get home.
You know, Beef, you're goofy.
Thank you.